Welcome to the Shide Show. I am here. My name is Brian Gerard.
I'm here. Gregory Hoyt.
I'm Robert Shide.
And we are alongside a special guest this week.
Don Janovic.
Yeah.
Our sound engineer.
John Danovic is going to sit in with us this week and actually be heard. He stepped away from behind the mix.
Yep.
And is putting himself instead in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's been a good sound engineer for us.
Sometimes we don't even know he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't even think anything's working.
Sometimes he's not there, actually.
It's like, amazing.
We've called him, called out to him a few times during some shows, and he has not responded.
Just because he doesn't respond doesn't mean he's not there.
That's true.
Like, watch. I'll do it right now. Hey, John.
That's why I stay behind the curtain.
Mm. He's here now. Sense, but
he is here right now.
He's very here. Because we can actually see him.
Yeah,
he's right there. He's sitting in the studio.
It's actually weird, actually, being here.
Really?
I'm, like, listening.
Uncomfortable?
Like, uncomfortable in a
I've never listened to the
sexual
show.
Assault sort of way?
Wait, you've never listened to the show? Our sound engineer has never listened to the show. Even while it's rolling, you don't listen?
No, you guys use all the headphones.
That's a good point. We do. We don't have a lot of headphones.
Kind of tunes the sound.
It's tough.
John Danovic, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Honda.
A Honda?
Element.
Do you think that... No, not an Element. What is it?
No, I used to drive an Element.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
Yeah, then a Civic.
Uh-huh.
Now a Pilot.
A Pilot. A Honda Pilot.
It has a bushy white mustache.
Wow.
Like Sully Sullenberger.
Nice.
We're going to be in the Hudson.
Do you ever say that to yourself while you're driving the Honda?
The Sully thing?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're going to be in the Hudson.
I forgot who that was until you said the Hudson.
Oh.
Do you think that when Sully Sullenberger was dipping that little dandy of an aircraft into the Hudson? When he was going into the Hudson, did he deliver that last message like a WWF wrestler? We're gonna be in the Hudson. Oh!
No, he didn't.
Battle cry.
Instead, he delivered it like a Midwestern housewife, as if she was about to take the turkey out of the oven.
We're gonna be in the Hudson.
We're going in the Hudson.
Probably went that way.
He probably delivered it airmail.
How's that? Silently.
Silently, just like that.
Like airmail.
Like airmail. The reason why I ask, I was wondering if your vehicle sort of personifies you in any way.
Have you guys done this with yourselves?
No.
Not yet. We're going to.
We'll go around the room.
Yeah.
It's big.
That's what she said.
Has he been doing this a lot?
I mean, all day. All day. He just every.
That one worked.
Yeah.
That one didn't really work very much.
Okay.
That's
so,
what she said.
Well, you got.
I carry a lot of people around. I like having a lot of people in the car.
And do you feel that you like to have a lot of people in your life? Do you like it when people just randomly start smoking in your life? AKA your car?
So far, we're getting somewhere.
I know.
I really don't know what it represents about me, honestly. I need to be driving like a black, sleek convertible or something. I need to be driving something that looks like it would be like, don't let your kid get in that car.
And
the Pilot is a soccer
like an 82, so like an 82 Mercedes.
No, more actually, like a big van, a brown van.
Yeah, you know what? No, actually, it does look like a child molester car because it looks like the car that the moms would drive to soccer. So,
so it's
it
like
looks
you're,
like I would be inviting kids.
Right.
Yeah. But you've added an upgrade to it by spray painting the hubcaps.
Whoa.
Yes.
When did
you
do that? Painted the hubcaps.
I did them 3 years ago and they're still black.
Nice. Good work. Oh,
black-ish.
Yeah. So it's like that.
Wow.
Oh, I thought that was a sort of extra thing that you bought.
Mm-mm, no, I
spray You did that on your own.
Well, me and a friend.
Wow.
I wonder if that's any good for your brakes. Probably not. Probably not.
Did you take them off when you sprayed them?
No.
No, I don't know. Just spray right
Why would you do that? Just spray right there on the, on the brake drums and brake pads.
Yeah, it's much easier. That's quite an investment into your car.
Yeah, it was like $8.
That's a huge upgrade.
And you never, it doesn't come off easy.
It does have a DVD player, though.
Yeah,
it's very entertainment friendly. I'd like to say that.
Brian, is your car still for sale?
It's like pedophile camouflage.
What is?
John's car.
Oh, sorry, we're back on John's
black
car.
Black makes it hard.
That's right. That's what she said.
Oh, God. Why did you feed him that line?
It makes it hard to do, you know, that guy with the black hubcaps.
Right. It's, yeah, if it was just
an identifiable trait.
Yeah, who else is driving the gold Honda Pilot EX? Right.
With the black spray paint.
Black
spray
painted hubcaps.
Yeah. If you hadn't done that, it would have been great.
I would have been right in the middle of all of it. Yeah. Nobody could see this right perfect like that.
Mommy, look at the black hubcap. Mommy, I want to go over to see that Pilot.
Okay, it's a Pilot. It's a Honda Pilot. You should be okay. Come right back, all right?
I'll be right back.
Set with Mr. Jones.
Mommy, Mr. Jones, the man, the black Pilot with the black hubcaps and the gold Pilot wants to give me a lollipop.
Listen, leave us alone. Your mama and I want to talk a while.
Not so sorry, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, you be gentle.
Oh, I'll be gentle with you. That's what she
said. Hey, you funny boy. I like you.
I did this
Where's Jeremy? Where did Jeremy go?
I don't know.
Where's that gold Pilot with the black spray painted rims?
You know, speaking of cars that do represent a person pretty well, let's talk about how low your car is to the ground.
Oh, Brian
Gerard. Yeah. I was asking you if your car is still for sale.
What do you have?
Whoa.
That's actually a very astute observation.
It is. It is a low rider.
What kind of car do you have, Brian?
I have a 1994 Nissan 300 ZX Fair Lady Edition.
Whoa. No. That's a very... Is that like a spaceship? It sounds like you're
describing very similar.
A spaceship.
Yeah. So it is a chariot of only a chosen few.
Children.
Yeah. Children. Because only a few run anymore, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
They're a little high maintenance, but I've had very good luck with mine.
Yeah.
The paint's starting to peel a little bit. That's my only the only downfall. It mechanically runs sound. If anyone is interested, I'm always accepting potential offers for it to be purchased. Because it is a collector's item.
Doesn't make it sound like you really like the car.
Seriously,
what is
that supposed to say?
On internet radio.
I love my vehicle. I love it quite a bit. But I will part for it. Part with it.
Everything has a price, Robert, including your soul.
Robert.
Oh, not this again. Hello.
Are you trying to sell your car like in one of the first shows?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's always trying to sell his car.
Yeah, always.
I mean, I'm not aggressively trying to sell
it. Always. You never listen, but just in life, he's always trying to sell the car.
To sell it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is low to the ground, not unlike myself.
Uh-huh.
Stocky. It's stocky.
It is totally sleek, and women love it, not unlike myself.
Ooh,
multiple women or your specific? We should clarify.
Yeah, let's clarify. Your
women at large.
Just one. Specific woman.
Just one woman.
Women at large.
Well, okay. All right. You're going down that road.
Really big back end.
It's got a big back end.
Yeah.
Very leathery.
That's what she said.
You can really rip through the gears. It really tops out.
Burns oil.
Doesn't burn oil.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it probably does.
Just like you.
How much money did you spend on the car?
When I purchase it?
Yes.
Or how much have I put into it?
It's two questions, all right?
It's a two-parter.
First question, how much did you spend on it when you purchased it?
$7,300.
What year was that?
2006.
4 years ago. How much money have you spent since that on top of the $7,300?
Probably $5,000.
So this car cost you $12,500.
Yep.
Total.
Sure.
Are you lying?
In the last 4 years, divide that by 48 months. What do you got?
Eight.
So I pay eight a month.
Excellent.
Not bad.
And Greg?
Yeah.
You're driving a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, with plates that are special as well.
That's
right. Tell me about the plates.
That's right. I drive a 2001 Toyota Tacoma.
Ooh.
So are you also a Mexican immigrant?
I think you just isolated a very large portion of our audience there, Brian.
Yeah, because
lo siento por mis chicos de México.
I'm sorry for my male friends de America of America.
I don't
know.
Not sure.
That's not real Spanish.
Okay.
They're mis amigos.
You can't just roll the R in the English words to make it Spanish.
Me llamo Brian Gerard. Lo siento, para mi camarito de mi coche, Greg Hoyt's truck.
That's really good Spanish.
Yeah.
Have you been doing
gracias por sentado.
What?
Sinceramente, Brian.
Thank you, porcento. Thank you, percentage. Yeah. Something.
Sincerely.
My name is. Oh, sincerely.
Sincerely. Yeah, sincerely. That's sincerely in Spanish.
Dero Brian. Oh, I can't do that because you can't roll the R's when you're saying an English name. Yeah. That's what you do, right? Yeah. That's the trick.
I didn't.
Brian
Bernardo Gerardo.
So tell me about the these plates here.
Well, when I bought the truck,
yeah,
I got it at Keys on
Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Keys.
That's right.
Keys.
Got it there. Used. Oh. Certified used.
Certified? Yeah. Why would they even certify that?
Because you don't want to just go buy a used car like Brian does off the black market and just be like, roll the dice.
Hang on a second.
Certify it.
No, he goes and he buys one and he knows it's used. He doesn't need a piece of paper saying, this, I'm guaranteeing you, is used.
No, you want that piece of paper.
Because it's like a Carfax.
Exactly.
What, it's like a Carfax. So you're afraid that it's been sitting there and it's actually not used? I'm sorry, this 2001 is actually new.
No.
But I'm selling it to you.
It's
used.
Everybody knows it's used. There's an agreement. This is a used car.
Why do you need a piece of paper?
Here's a piece of paper saying it hasn't been T-boned and rebuilt. And, you know, they do a 150-point check thing on it. So it's like, this works.
Right.
It's
just did it.
Being certified.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having
to stay away from this. Because Greg got a certified truck, essentially he paid $2,500 more to be bamboozled.
No.
Why didn't you just say that, Greg?
I
totally understand what that is.
I also got
a piece of paper.
With the truck, commercial plates.
Ah, that's what I was driving at.
Commercial plates.
That's pretty nice.
That means that I can... Anywhere in the nation, anywhere in the Los Angeles area, I can pull up to a loading zone and park.
Wow.
For unlimited periods of time.
I would never give that up.
I don't think I ever will.
Wow.
That's not true. You talk about getting rid of your truck all the time.
But I'll take those plates with me.
Wait, can you put those commercial plates on any vehicle?
No, it would look really weird.
On a Honda Pilot?
No, I could put it on a Honda Pilot. That might work. But it would look really weird if I put them on Brian's little two-seater fucking crotch rocket and pulled up to the loading zone.
Watch your language.
His car has a big back end.
That's what she said.
Hey, wait. Speaking of crotch rockets.
That's what she said.
Oh, we're moving on to me.
Oh, yeah. Robert. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Robert's beautiful.
Robert has a bunch of vehicles that he likes to drive.
I drive a Nissan Altima.
Really?
Yes, which is what I actually drove today.
That's really not the interesting one, though.
And how does the Nissan Altima reflect your personality?
By the way. How does 2002 Nissan Altima.
Oh, sorry.
Mm. I was just finishing it.
Let me know when you finished.
We never really talked about how it represents our personality.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking Robert.
I don't think me and you have cars that represent our personality.
I don't think so either.
I agree.
I mean, they do at the moment, just because there are cars, but I think Brian and him have graduated on to it.
I think you're right.
I mean, what's coming up here?
Yeah.
Do they represent us?
Not the Altima.
Really?
No. The Nissan Altima doesn't really, do you feel that it reflects your personality?
No.
Okay.
But you do have another vehicle.
Second vehicle.
I do. I have.
As the listeners know.
A 2001.
Mm-hmm. Good
Yamaha.
Year. Good year for America, by
the
way.
Yamaha.
Vintage.
650 V-Star.
What is that?
Custom motorcycle.
Oh!
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Now, how does that represent your personality?
I'd like to hear this.
It's just like my personality. It's daring. It's sleek. No, it's not. it's economical.
Oh, man.
Isn't that good?
Oh, fuck
when
it. That's
you
how you're describing
yourself,
your motorcycle?
Economical.
Look, it gets great gas.
Yes,
I get on the back.
No. I can park anywhere I want.
Robert,
let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh, you have a motorcycle.
Yes.
Because your schlong is so big, you need to have it aired out all the time.
I won't.
You need to be driving on the highway with your zipper down.
Your zipper down?
To cool it off.
Having it drag on the...
You know, I'm not going to confirm or deny that. I want people to walk away from this thinking that's possible. A cod
piece? Extra glove?
Yeah, can I say something?
Please do.
Can I ask? Can I say something about like Robert personally? Or is it like trying to keep an identity on the show? Like,
no.
That much.
The identity on the show is there's no identity on it.
He's the only one I've ever seen to actually wear chaps.
That's
leather chaps.
Of the what, bike out of this group?
Of the bike owners that I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's for me, the chaps are not a fashion statement. They're actually, number one, safety. If you've ever...
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
You
I'm
fucking serious. No,
hang on. Hang on.
The car's really good with gas.
Hang on. Safe. It is. And because, you know, if you're riding on down the highway and you get dinged in the leg by a rock that gets cut up, I'm telling you, this will protect you.
If
and
you get dinged in the leg with a rock, your fucking leg's going to fall off.
No, that is
That's
not
the
true.
Truth.
That is not the truth. And warmth. They're very warm during these cold days.
Mm.
Nice to have them on.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex while you're wearing
No.
You should.
No, I haven't.
Get too hot.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And it's not that kind of protection.
Are we going to go around the room now and talk about what car we should be driving?
Oh,
I like that idea.
I like that idea.
I think people should tell each other what they should be driving.
Oh, all
right. Yeah.
All right, John. How about we do a little bit of both? You say what car you should be driving, and then we'll be telling you what car you should
go
be
for
driving.
It.
Okay. We're all going to do this, right? We all got to play? Okay.
Yep.
You tell us, John, what car should you be driving?
And then we'll weigh in collectively what we think you should
Cadillac drive. XLR.
Cadillac XLR.
Wow. Hardtop convertible. Year from the past four before they were discontinued in 2009.
Mm.
Okay.
Brian,
what are your thoughts on what John Danovic should be
driving?
I don't disagree with that. I certainly see that. Yeah. But I also picture John in a late 70s Jaguar.
Wow.
I can kind of see that, yeah.
I see him in an El Camino.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it the mustache that's influencing
the mustache.
These?
Just in case you weren't aware, there it is.
Really? So that's like Brian's car. It's like a two-seat. He's showing us a picture of a black two-seater Cadillac.
That's a 2011?
No, they discontinued those.
In 2009.
It's a Cadillac. What is it?
XLR.
XLR.
Yeah,
that's a lot like Brian's car. Surprised.
It's not as good as my car is going to be.
I'm surprised. So you think he should be driving an El Camino?
Yeah, but
which
I think
for
it's
those who don't
of the mustache.
Know, is like a muscle car mixed with a truck.
Yes,
which is the fucking craziest thing ever made.
It's pretty insane.
And Brian thinks a late 70s
Jaguar.
I feel like
because you know John wears a lot of scarves and it's got a flap in the wind and
I feel like John should be. Always driving a World War II fighter plane with an open cockpit everywhere he goes because of the scarves. Never get out of it.
Never take off.
Just drive it around the city.
Taxi or long. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You better not rear-end somebody with that.
You could taxi fast enough. And then you just use your .50 caliber machine guns to clear the way on the highway.
But if you rear-end somebody, your propeller's going to shred them.
Yes.
So
right before
it will be difficult,
that's
but
very
you
true.
Will e-brake.
Hop over them.
Oh, right.
Brilliant!
Oh yeah, you can lift up a little.
That's actually a really good idea to drive a plane.
Thank you,
Brian.
I think outside of the box.
I was going to say yes. This looks like Brian's car because that's not the car you should be
that's
driving.
That's what she said.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Brian,
that was good. The car. I feel like I would want to be driving is a. Well, there's a few, but I'm just going to go ahead and commit to like a 79 or an 80 Porsche 911.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right around there.
You love those.
I love them. Now, I've never driven one, and I just like the look and the vibe of it.
Yeah.
I could get behind the wheel of one and absolutely change my mind immediately and then fully switch gears completely and go get a 58 Packard too as well.
I know that you want that car, but I totally disagree that that's the car for
What would you see him in?
It's like driving a stick shift lawnmower, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. You got
They're
the
awful.
Engine in the back. It's like there's no amenities.
Fast as crap.
Yeah.
Really fun, but like just boss.
A tough drive. You're like sitting in the LA traffic in a late 70s, early 80s Porsche.
Mm.
AC. It's like those dudes that drive around in those like soft top Broncos from the 60s with the giant tires in LA.
We're not on you yet.
Huh? Oh, you think that's what I... Okay.
We're almost there.
Okay.
Brian, I think you would be driving a soapbox derby vehicle.
A big wheel.
Yeah.
With big wheel tires
yes.
that you can pedal with your feet.
I think that would be great. I could totally hear you coming.
Those cardboard wheels, plastic wheels.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, John? I'm kind of drawing a blank on Brian.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like he's kind of in.
I do, too. I feel like you're Fair Lady because love it so much.
That's you.
And with your fucking sunglasses and you're all... You know what I mean? Like
either that or he's totally in one of those early... Fords that don't have roofs, you know, like old school, crank the front and get on the road.
Oh, the models.
Yeah, a lot of models.
Model A's. I
don't know, but I know
those.
You do. I know. But I could totally see him with that. And a monocle.
Yeah.
And a monocle.
I could totally see Brian.
Now, there's Brian
Gerard.
He's like
Moneybags.
There's
Brian
Gerard as he is. But then there's a Brian Gerard in my mind that I see very clearly that I don't think he's stepped into yet, which is Brian Gerard who wears a like three-piece tweed suit every day of his life.
And a monocle. Yeah.
No, but you know, like for real, I feel like he could do that and should do that. Yeah. And that guy pulling up in a Model A gets work.
That guy has a driver.
That's true.
That guy gets driven around.
Maybe.
And probably a 96 or 97 BMW 740.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a whole different
You're going
thing.
The wrong way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
What I would like to be in right now is a I would like to be in a BMW 335 M Series.
Those numbers mean nothing to me. I wish I knew more about them.
M3.
They still make the 335. The
M3. I think I've actually seen that on the back of a car.
It's really a good car.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really a good car. It's a good-looking car.
Yeah.
It's an amazingly fast car. It's an insanely expensive car.
Definitely not for you. I could totally see the Bronco.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I thought you were going to say you could see me in an M-Class.
Like, no, I'd say orange. Orange Bronco.
Yeah, I know that you like those cars, but I don't see you in that car at all. I think...
Are you guys being tainted by the fact that I have a truck?
No.
No.
No. No. I just don't think that like a mid-level sports, luxury sedan is your game.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
I think you're still searching for it. I honestly think that you just walk. You're just walking.
You're going to walk the earth?
Maybe a Vespa. Maybe a little Vespa.
Can you imagine me on a Vespa? I would get killed. I would get so killed.
Look, with
so
that
top
kind of attitude,
heavy.
You would. But I think you'd do okay on it.
Oh, my God, dude. You're crazy.
It would look
you
ridiculous.
Are crazy. What do you think? What do you guys think I should be in, John and Robert?
I really think it's an old Bronco or it's a Jeep Wrangler. It's something, but it's a dirty one.
I've seen your car around. Yeah. Like orange, giant wheels. The top is, it's just the cross beam, the bars, you know, sometimes with canvas on it. But
gasoline on the back.
Yep, exactly. It's totally you.
Yeah, I think, I agree.
Yeah.
A Jeep.
Because I can see you.
Customized Jeep.
I can see you cutting the cord with Civilization and just going, I'm
off
out!
The grid, yeah!
And then you drive out into the desert.
Totally, yeah.
And you get your gasoline on the back.
Right.
So for me, I would drive the Tesla. That's what
Whoa.
I like to be driving.
Tesla?
Oh, yes, the Tesla.
I could actually see you in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It fits what I was going to say as you drive.
What?
Prius.
Prius.
Yep.
Me? I'm a Prius guy?
Prius guy.
I feel like you could be a Camaro guy if you grew that mustache out.
You
Why don't you grow
a mustache?
If I could grow a mustache, ladies and gentlemen of our vast studio audience, if I could grow a mustache, I would. I can't. I don't have any facial hair. Robert Scheid, however, should absolutely, without a doubt, 100%
grow a mustache. I'd like to get feedback
on
this, actually, because we brought this up a few times.
Yeah.
We're going to do a vote. Everyone vote on either our Facebook page or send an email to theshideshow@gmail.com.
Yep.
Should Robert grow a mustache, yay or nay? Let us know. Majority wins.
Take a look at the pictures of us on the Shide Show homepage.
Yep.
You'll find some pictures of us. I'm the blonde guy. Brian's the guy in the middle.
The Robert, one looks like he should be in A Fair Lady.
That's right.
Brian.
Robert is the guy that looks like John Cusack.
Picture John Cusack with a mustache. Horrible.
No.
Horrible
what
idea.
What movie did he have a mustache in?
None.
I think Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil or
no,
something like that.
No, he didn't have a mustache.
Maybe it's Kevin Spacey.
Has he ever had a mustache in a movie?
He should. It's 1997.
No, he went from being really confident about him not having a mustache in a movie to being like, wait a minute.
I'm confused.
I just really think that
we have our researchers on it, apparently.
We do have our researchers on it.
Why don't you do that? Why do you resist that?
I'll tell you why. Because there's an actual... It's not like you wake up one morning and say, mustache! Bingo! It grows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so during that period, I'm actually teaching classes. I need people to somewhat look at me and not go, Jesus God, what's happening to that man on his face?
You are insane. Do you think that people really give a fuck if you're growing a mustache?
My teacher's
growing a mustache!
No, I do.
Everything that he's teaching me cannot be true!
No, I feel
I don't
like,
trust him!
I feel like I need
children.
To... I feel like I need
not
to go
with
out.
Not my children.
No. I feel like I need to go out into the woods to grow a mustache.
Yeah,
and then
crazy.
Come back.
No. You could grow a mustache in a week.
No, I don't think it would look very good. 7 days.
Look at all that stubble.
Well, this is...
When did you shave last?
A couple days ago.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good.
No, really?
Yeah. He could do a week easily.
How long did it take you to grow yours? Oh, John Denovic has a mustache.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Really? Is it still growing?
6 months.
Sure. 6 months.
My mustache is nothing. This is the only place I have hair besides my eyebrows, my hair, and, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's what she said.
Yeah.
Wow.
You jump on the back of his Jeep, take some gas with you, go out in the woods for a week, and come back with a mustache.
I just really feel like you should do it.
Oh, man.
That's not John Cusack. That's...
You're looking up porn.
That's
Brian Gerard, come back
Hitler.
To the table.
Right there. Why do you have pictures
come
of
back
Hitler?
To the table.
After extensive research in our research department,
yeah,
there are no images of John Cusack with a mustache.
Aww. Exactly!
Exactly my point!
Who has a successful acting career?
Yeah.
Me or John Cusack?
That is his point, though.
That is my point.
I got tired of the John Mayers. You know how many times I've had a John Mayer
comment? Yeah, because Danovic looks like John fucking Mayer. You look like John Cusack. Go grow a fucking mustache and nobody will say it ever again.
Because you don't like hearing it.
You don't.
What? That's not true.
Yes.
You like hearing that?
I think it's a compliment.
Ah, man, it's boring. I want people to be like, hey, you look like Greg Hoyt. I'm like, exactly. That's what's up. Greg Hoyt is awesome.
What? I don't think anybody would ever say that.
Shut up.
Okay. Especially if
Shut up! You want people to say, that guy looks like Robert Shine.
Grow a mustache and buy a fucking 78 Camaro.
Do it, you asshole!
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today.
I would like to personally thank our sound engineer, John Danvik, for
stepping
in.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thanks, John.
That's what she said.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hill.
Come on in.
Bye.
I'm Brian Gerard.
Hey, Brian.
We've been the Scheid Show.
Yes, we have.
Hang on a second. Let me just go check and make sure it's still rolling.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to give him some time.
Well.
That was good, man.
I already did the outro.
Yeah, good. Good?
Okay. Good. I just showed up.